neighborhood. Right here in the Snapple, the apple to you. I'm living in so many neighborhoods. Stranded in Brooklyn, Brooklyn. Stranded in Brooklyn, stranded in Brooklyn. Stranded, but a gift came my way. I saw my mentors far away. I got close to the great players of that time. Blue Cornet, that studio. The Birdland of Brooklyn, and all that rhythm and blues we played. I'm moving again to the bridge, Queen Bridge, close to the river. I love living by the river. Embryonic state of hip hop. I was there to witness. Embryonic hippy hobby, young children's music. I'm a witness by the bridge. I'm a witness. Queen bread.
I'm sitting on my terrace, lost in the stars. listening to the sounds of the sad guitars, been thinking it all over, and I thought it all through. I've made up my mind to give myself to you. I saw the first fall of snow. I saw the flowers come and go. I don't think that anyone ever knew. I've made up my mind to give myself to you. I'm giving myself to you, I am, from Salt Lake City to Birmingham, from East L.A. to San Antonio. I don't think I could bear to live my life alone. My eyes like a shooting star. It looks at nothing here or there. It looks at nothing near or far. No one ever told me it's just something I knew. I made up my mind to give myself to the wings of a snow white dove. I'd preach the gospel of love. A love so real, a love so true. I've made up my mind to give myself to you. Take me out traveling, you're a traveling man. Show me something I don't understand. I'm not what I was, things aren't what they were. I'm going far away from home with her. Traveled a long road of despair. I met a no other traveler there. A lot of people gone, a lot of I've made up my mind to give myself to you. That seems just takes me a while to realize things. I see a sunrise, I see a dawn,
I'll lay down beside you when everyone's gone. I travel from the mountains to the sea. I hope that the gods go easy with me. I knew you'd say yes. I'm saying it too. I've made up my mind to give myself to you.
Hey, it's Clay Rose, Gasoline Lollipops. You're listening to KGNU.
Well, that's James ending out the Morning Sound Alternative with Say Something. I started off that last set of music with Trombone Shorty from Lifted and Lie to Me. Hank Williams Jr. was in there with Georgia Woman. We also heard from Ori Dara, Neighborhoods, and Bob Dylan, I've Made Up My Mind to Give Myself to You. Well, my time is up. I'm Terry. I'm here the third Tuesday of every month from 9:30 until noon. The BBC is coming up next, and then out of the BBC, we'll go to the afternoon sound alternative. So keep it right here at your community radio station, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
BBC News, I'm John Shea. Kenya's opposition leader Raila Odinga has rejected the outcome of the presidential election, which saw him narrowly lose to William Ruto. He said the announcement on Monday was illegal because it was made without the agreement of the majority of the election commissioners.
Yesterday, August 15th, our budding democracy suffered a major setback. As a result, Kenya faces a grave legal and political crisis as a result of the actions of Mr. Wafula Chebukati.
Our senior Africa correspondent, Anne Soy, has more details.
Mr. Odinga claims the chair of the Electoral Commission failed to follow due process in announcing the final results. Four out of seven commissioners have disowned the outcome and accused the chairman, Wafula Chebukati, of running an opaque process. Mr. Chebukati, however, claimed he had faced harassment and intimidation before announcing the results. Members of Mr. Odinga's party attempted to physically prevent him from making the announcement yesterday. Mr. Odinga has 6 days to challenge the result in court. His comments mean another period of uncertainty for the country.
Ukraine has suggested that it used special forces to carry out an attack on an ammunition depot in Russian-occupied Crimea on Tuesday. Video online showed smoke billowing from several locations at the Russian base near the town of Jankoy. An unnamed Ukrainian official said Kyiv used intelligence assets behind enemy lines. Earlier, Russia's defense ministry acknowledged that saboteurs were behind the explosions. Campaigning is officially underway ahead of October's presidential elections in Brazil, which will see the right-wing incumbent Jair Bolsonaro take on the left-wing former leader Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Our South America correspondent, Katie Watson, reports from Mr. Bolsonaro's campaign event in Juiz de Fora.
Most of his supporters are wearing blue, green and yellow, the colours of the Brazilian flag, many with the flag itself draped over them. There's a reason Jair Bolsonaro chose to come here today. Juiz de Fora was where he was stabbed in the run-up to the 2018 elections, the place where he says he was reborn.
It was here they tried to stop us in 2018. I thank the hand of God who saved me. He wanted me to be president. And Brazil is doing really well. It's a wonderful country that recently was robbed by the left who was in power.
Lula, who's currently leading in opinion polls, is due to visit a car factory. Thousands of people have gathered in the South African town of Marikana to mark a decade since dozens of striking workers were killed in the worst act of police violence since the end of apartheid. An official inquiry placed much of the blame for the 34 deaths on police tactics. World News from the BBC. A senior official at Egypt's Holy Synod has admitted that a church where 41 worshippers were killed by a blaze on Sunday did not have proper fire safety measures. Bishop Bimen told BBC Arabic that the Abu Sefain church was built without planning permission. Video footage has emerged showing the priest continuing to lead prayers as thick smoke engulfed the congregation until he was overcome by fumes. Flooding and landslides in the West African state of Niger have killed over 30 people and affected more than 60,000. Officials said that 17 people died. The rains have damaged or destroyed more than 7,000 houses, classrooms and shops. Conflict monitors say a Turkish airstrike on a Syrian border post has killed 11 people. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 8 other people had been injured, some of them seriously. They say the target of the attack was a military base of Syrian government forces in Aleppo province. Scientists in the US and Australia have launched a multi-million dollar project to bring back the Tasmanian tiger from extinction. The marsupial died out in the 1930s, eradicated by farmers and local government officials. But now researchers at Melbourne University are working with a US biotech company to reverse the process. Here's Elettra Naismith.
The last Tasmanian tiger died in a zoo in Hobart in 1936. The population was wiped out by farmers after a bounty was put on the animal in an effort to protect sheep. But a team of 50 scientists are now hoping to reverse the process. They'll take stem cells from a species with similar DNA and use gene editing technology to try to resurrect the creature. Each step would represent a major scientific breakthrough, but they're confident they can create live animals within a decade. Other experts are sceptical, however. They describe de-extinction as fairy tale science.
BBC News. Words.
to say.
So
you say I'm down to earth rocking this business.
Secretly, I'm sanctions the Security Council
and militants as a refugee.
And I said
words like this. Talk so all the time. Like
a lull in the fighting has allowed
loving it
people to escape.
You say
horrific stories
all the time like this. So
murder,
militia,
breathing,
goal,
breathing, yeah.
U.S. State Department spokesman said
I talk so all the time.
So
U.S. State Department spokesman said
it undermines the government and it damages the Conservative Party.
So
murder.
That's what he says. You can't say it. That's what the doctor says. So
I only hear what I want to.
That makes sense to you?
Yep.
No.
Now.
Yeah.
Here's what's his name.
Cheaper.
Have you heard the name?